Art collectors provide a wonderful service to the community, especially when they share. And that's what's going on with a wonderful exhibition at the Hal Marcus Studio. And Hal is here to tell us about it. Welcome, Hal.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, this exhibition, Two Legends, Manuel Acosta and José Cisneros, opened very recently, but you have some special events coming up. And, of course, all of this is at your gallery at 1308 North Oregon. Tell us a little bit about how this exhibition came to be.
Well, two of the greatest artists that ever lived in El Paso are Manuel Acosta and José Cisneros, and they've passed away. And so we just thought it'd be nice to do a tribute to them. You know, now with Gaspar Enriquez's show, there's been like an overwhelming
success. Awesome. It is just amazing.
Cheech Marin coming into town. And people are really embracing the local culture.
Absolutely.
And people like Gaspar were inspired by the great artists that came, the Mexican-Americans especially, like José Cisneros and Manuel Acosta. So we thought, how cool would it be to just have a show that's going on during the same time as what's going on at the museum, and so you can brush up on your Mexican-American art history, so to speak. So we have about 50 or 60 pieces, prints and originals and paintings and drawings and pencil work and wonderful photos.
Yes, I had the pleasure of dropping by, and that's particularly sweet to see in the category of ephemera and whatnot, these rare photos.
Right.
And they're all together, and for the most part, they're labeled. And sometimes you don't know what's going on in one of them. There's Acosta in full kilt?
Yes, in a Scottish outfit. And we also have pictures of Acosta when he was a baby, 2 years old.
Yeah.
You know, when he was in the army. We also have books on both of them. You know, Cisneros had, his work was over in over 100 books, you know.
Yes, yes.
But Manny really only had one publication that came out in 2009 at the El Paso Museum of Art.
So we have catalog.
Yeah, a catalog. Mm-hmm. And so we have books available and also reproductions of his Time magazine cover of Cesar Chavez that came out in 1969. So this is just local history paying tribute to two great masters, giants among us.
And one interesting selection are five large framed pieces where the owner of one of the books of illustrations by José Cisneros had him sign each of the pages and then carefully removed the pages and had them mounted with the adjoining text in these five large framed pieces, which personally I would hate to see broken up.
Yeah.
But, what a gorgeous way
to preserve.
And
everything is for sale, too. Not the photos, of course, but all the prints and paintings and stuff are also for sale. So this is, you know, our gallery really is the only place that you can go and purchase works by famous dead artists, you know, and early El Paso art is a passion that we have.
Well, there are a lot of people who either don't have the foresight, it's just not their thing perhaps to collect other people's work or photos or whatnot. And there are those people who don't have the resources to walk in and say, everything I see here, I want to own it and, you know, the means to make that happen. So this is the opportunity for what constitutes the majority of the population to step in and immerse themselves in the world of someone who, like yourself, had the foresight and other people who've had certainly the foresight and the means to collect.
Right.
You've created a portal of time for us to step in and really experience
this art. Yeah,
well,
that's important. You know, I mean, the visual history of a culture is really important. You know, Cisneros was like the scholar, the expert on Southwest horsemanship, on spurs, on hats, on what people looked like in 1750, 1650, you know, 1850, 1950. I mean, he was the source. He was crowned by the King of Spain. He was honored by many American presidents. I mean, he was fantastic.
Well, speaking of scholarship, you have two very special lectures coming up on the evening of March the 27th. That's your last Thursday lecture from 5 to 7 p.m. Tell me about your two speakers
that
night.
Well, we found some people who know about these artists. Miguel Juarez, who's an art aficionado, and, you know, he's interviewed people. He's been around for a long time, and he's a scholar on José Cisneros. especially. And Susana Aquilina, who's doing, I believe it's a doctorate thesis on Manuel Acosta. She's been working on it for the past 3 or 4 years. And then people are coming in and telling us stories and anecdotes. And I knew Manuel personally. So, you know, people are coming in who know about them. And so it's a big questions and answers and a short talk.
Well, when I was there, pardon the interruption, when I was there seeing the exhibition, you had a very special visitor wander in.
Yes, Jose Acosta's daughter.
Jose Cisneros?
Jose Cisneros' daughter came in and she was visiting the exhibit and telling us stories about her dad. Also on Thursday, April 24th, we're having an IPACO meeting, which is the Early El Paso Art Collectors Organization. The public is invited. And we're also asking people if they have some special ephemera or artwork by these two artists, bring it on in, and it'll be show and tell. So that's going to be a really cool thing on Thursday, April 24th, between 5 and 7 p.m. And the show goes on until May 2nd.
Ah, that's a good long time. There's just no reason to miss this show. It's such a nice opportunity. And again, I thank you for your foresight and for your willingness to invest in preserving part of our local history and culture here. So, and inviting us into, kind of your second home, which is your gallery, of course. My guest today, Hal Marcus, a wonderful artist and gallery owner, and his current exhibition, Two Legends, Manuel Acosta and Jose Cisneros, continuing through Friday, May the 2nd. But be sure to drop by 1308 North Oregon and see this wonderful exhibition. Drop by on March 27th at 5 p.m. for the last Thursday lecture by Miguel Juarez and Susana Aquilana. And then check out the following month, April 24th at 5 p.m., the Early El Paso Art Collectors Organization Art Talk. Hal, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having me.